This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. A weekly look at COVID-19 data. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
So first of all, let's start out with the county update. New information out yesterday. Talk about how the number of cases has changed in the past week or so.
Yes, it continues to go down. Last week we were over 200. This week we were at 161. And it looks like the numbers are continuing to go down. That is really, really good news.
Now, also, county information, it looks like we're about ready to see a shift in how much information is coming out regularly just based on where things are moving.
So our county communications and our press releases have been related to the amount of disease and the amount of new information. So there was a time we were doing this every day, 7 days a week. Over the last few months, we've whittled it down to once a week. And we think with the low number of cases now, we're going to stop doing regular releases. Clearly, if there's something new or different, we'll go ahead and do it. We'll still have the data on our website. But these press releases take a tremendous amount of time from the communication staff at the county. And we think at this time, cases are low enough and things are stable enough that we can retire those.
Well, and I know the county's telling me one more week of those, and then that will take place. And as you said, the information is still up there and available. And we've got a lot of shifts going on right now. Mask guidance for Oregon was slated to shift at the end of the month. That got moved up now to the 12th. Should people still be more cautious, though, in certain situations?
So I think the degree of caution relates to your underlying risk. I think for young, healthy people who are in families where everybody else is young and healthy, I think you can pretty much ditch the masks. But I think if you're going to be going to a crowded place, I think if you are a high-risk person yourself or a high-risk person in the family, you might still want to use a mask in a crowded indoor situation.
And a lot of changes. Now, I'm curious, we haven't heard anything in a while about any new variants that are concerning.
And that is why I think we've been able to relax. So the very, very first time in this whole pandemic, and we're now 2 years into it, we have six things that have happened at the same time. And at no time during the pandemic of all have we had even more than three of the six. So now we've got a low number of cases, a low number of hospitalizations, widely available testing, widely available vaccines, available therapeutics, and no nasty variants on the horizon. So I can't think of any time during the pandemic where we had all of those at once. So right now is the time to go ahead and relax restrictions. Now, we might need to go back to restrictions if a new variant comes. But for right now, there's nothing on the horizon. This is a time, I think, to get rid of the masks and enjoy our springtime.
And I noticed that a few days ago, the vaccination center that the Oregon Health Authority ran adjacent to the library and just kind of across the street from us, that was shuttered at the end of the month.
Right. So the state was tremendously helpful in providing us this vaccine assistance over the last several months. But we were noting that pretty much everybody who wanted a vaccine had a vaccine, and they would go whole days with only giving a handful of vaccines. So our partners at Aviva now have agreed to take on that load. They're going to be open Monday through Saturday doing those vaccines. In addition to the vaccines for COVID, they're also going to be doing the school vaccines for kids who need them to stay in school after March the 30th.
Now, what's happening elsewhere in the world? Because I'm hearing there are some places where cases of COVID are going up.
There are some places where it's going up. So in places that did not have much disease before are starting to see an increase. So, for example, South Korea, which has had very, very, very few cases early on, when they got Omicron, they really did have a big wave. And Japan was starting to see an increase. Hong Kong had an increase. But these are places that had very little natural immunity to the virus, and it will spread in those areas. But because most of the people were vaccinated, they've had a very low death rate. So that's a good thing. And I think as it sweeps through these areas, they're going to have enough immunity combined from vaccination plus natural immunity that they should be well protected. Again, this all depends upon a new nasty variant not emerging.
So the term endemic has been coming up more lately. Are we close to this endemic stage? And how would you define that for people?
So a disease is endemic when it's there in the population at a certain rate, and the number of people who are getting infected is equal to the number of people who don't have immunity, who are losing immunity. So, for example, for many years, chickenpox in our society was endemic. We have about 1,000 new kids a year. We had about 1,000 cases a year of chickenpox. So kids would get chickenpox when they went to daycare, when they went to school, and they would get it. And, you know, you'd have 1,000 cases a year. But to do that, you have to have a high level of immunity in almost everybody else in the population. You have to have a low number of cases, and you need to have no big impact on what's going on. So, for example, chickenpox is a great example of an endemic disease because we'd have about 1,000 cases a year. We would have a few hospitalizations and an occasional death, but it was kind of a steady state. There were no huge outbreaks of chickenpox because there were not that many people who were susceptible. To get there with COVID, we'd have to get really, 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 really down in the number of cases. So if we had, say, 5 cases a day, 1,500 cases a year, we would be at that endemic stage. So we could get there, but we're not there yet. And still, there's a dozen people in the hospital with this. So really, it's far more serious than you would think for a typical endemic disease, but we're getting there.
And it seems like looking at OHSU, Oregon Health and Science University forecasts and some of the other data out there, seems like the cases have been dropping faster than anticipated.
The cases are falling, I think, almost exactly as anticipated. So we had predicted in early January that it would peak in the first week of February and then come down. What we were worried about is that there are some places in the world that had a quick uptick and then a very slow decrease. So, for example, Denmark has had this weird slow decrease, and we were worried that it could come to the U.S. We've not seen that. So a quick increase and a quick decrease. So I think March is going to be one of our best months for COVID in the last 2 years.
All right, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you.
8:41, Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrettson Building Supply.